This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, May 29th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting for your phone calls on any aspect of natural therapeutics. You've had a problem, guess what? You've tried, you've looked, you've applied, but can't come up with anything that really works? Well, here's an opportunity. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd like to say hey to everybody out there enjoying the sunshine and, you know, going out and about. And it's a beautiful day, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And just remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's about really saluting and paying attention and being grateful for who we are as a country, because there's many have paid the ultimate price for that freedom that we so enjoy. 888-630-9625. In studio, we have a program for you, a very special one, one that affects, unfortunately, way too many people, over 10% of the population. And what are we talking about? We're talking about migraine headaches, and then we can increase that to many, many, many more when we add headaches. Just, you know, plain old, my head's throbbing and hurting, you know, type of thing. And this Wednesday, June the 1st, at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Matthew Adams is going to be talking about that, will be your host and your presenter at the office, 7 p.m., beautiful night. You should be able to attend without any problems. And in studio, the one and the same, Dr. Matt Adams.
The one and the same.
The one and the same.
The one and the same.
The mouth, the presenter, the guy who has the information that will help everybody get rid of that thump in the head.
That's right.
That's right. Let's talk about it. You know, headaches are like ridiculous. They're one of the most devastating problems that we have, and they drive people to doctor's offices probably far more than anybody else. What's the incidence? How does it affect people? How do you distinguish types of headaches? I mean, we could get into this. We really could talk about this for about 3-4 hours.
Yeah, we had a good conversation on the way here. I just don't see how people live with them on a regular basis and don't do anything about it. I have a lot of patients come in, and I ask them, how often do you have headaches? Not that often, every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, okay, what does that mean, every once in a while? Well, maybe like twice a week. I'm like, whoa, twice a week, that's not good. I maybe get a headache twice a year, if that. And I usually know it's because I didn't drink enough water, or I, you know, ate something I shouldn't have.
I thought maybe that's when Corey hit you up.
No,
the head.
We did start a kickboxing class. So
see, I told you.
Yeah, that may happen in the near future. But but when I get a headache, maybe it's because I don't have them very often. They're debilitating to me. And I see people who have it and they live with them on a regular basis. And I'm like, how have you gone so many years without getting this fixed? And the neat thing about it is being able to see people get better in the office once we identify what's going on.
You know, I'll tell a little personal story, then we're going to get into this. The reason I am a chiropractor today and do all the things that I do in natural therapeutics is simply because of migraine headaches, my wife's. When Sue was 6 years old, she started developing migraines, six, right? And they got progressively worse over many years. And to the point where I met her in college, they would literally wipe out 1 to 2 days every week. I mean, where she couldn't function. The medications that she was taking were so significant, over the top. Either the medication or the migraine would put her down and she'd lose a day. They got to the place that they were so severe that the medical establishment at the time, the treatment of choice for this intractable headache, because they were sure that there was some sort of spinal injury because they couldn't find anything else. What they wanted to do is they wanted to fuse her entire neck, everything. And because they were convinced that the movement of her neck was irritating the meningeal covering of the spinal cord, and that was what produced it. Obviously, that wasn't acceptable to either one of us, and we started treatment in a clinic in Elgin, Illinois. It was a Gonstead, which is a method of manual manipulation, and literally after all these years, here's this woman now in, you know, her mid-20s, and within literally a month's time, her migraines, her headaches were gone. She stayed under care for quite some time to correct the misalignment, the curvature and so forth. But to this day, many, many, many years later, she's never had another headache.
Well, that's a good point you talk about, because she's going to see a Gonstadt practitioner who hits a particular form of chiropractic. Chiropractic is essentially there to help restore motion in the joints of the spine, restore proper motion. Versus getting it fused to basically stop any motion in the spine. It's the opposite approach that they want to take. I think about what would have happened if they fused all, they stopped all motion in the spine.
Well, here's the situation.
Life would have been bad.
Life is motion, right?
It is.
And you have to continue the momentum, the motion, the physiology of the body. And here's something that they want to restrict motion and deplete the system. We won't even go to what that ramification may have been over time. Dr. Matt, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the types of, let's get into migraines first. Migraines are these devastating things that, you know, seem to be extraordinarily impactful. They knock people out. I've seen patients where, you know, their life, not only my wife, but they've been destroyed, you know, on an ongoing basis, and they can come and go. They can hit. They seem to come for no particular reason. Some people can identify them. But let's talk about the incidents, and let's talk about the triggering mechanisms.
Well, migraines are in the category of, because headaches, really, you're looking at a structural type of headache with spine nerves, a metabolic, which is more chemical and blood flow, and, you know, a space-taking lesion where you've got like a tumor. Those are like the three main types where you get headaches. Tumors very rarely happen. Migraines fall in that metabolic section where you're either having problems with blood flow into the area, which is decreasing oxygen, or you're getting too much blood flow into the area, or you're getting inflammatory response. You're getting inflammation into the area of the brain because of chemicals or because of things you've eaten, because of food allergies. So there's a lot of different triggers. And a migraine, when you think of a migraine, it's not the type of headache that you get where you're going to get pain all across the back of the head. And I get a lot of patients that think they have migraines, and they're like, yeah, just my whole head hurts and the whole back of the head. That's not really what a migraine is. A typical migraine, you're going to have a headache more on one side of the head.
Feels like somebody's got an ice pick in your eye.
Yeah. You're going to have something like that. And oftentimes with migraines, you're going to get the sensitivity to light, the sensitivity to sound. You're going to get just unrelenting pain. You're going to feel pulsations.
Or a twinkle, twinkle, little star, the aura.
That's right. And also, you're going to sometimes can get numbness and tingling, and nausea is involved. So those are the things you're going to get more with a migraine. And you can get some of those with other headaches, just because when you're in a lot of pain, your body reacts and you feel sick sometimes. But typically, that's a migraine. And so from there, you have to kind of look at it and say, well, what is causing this cascade of chemicals into my brain that's causing this massive amount of pain coming in on this one side?
Well, the incidence, if you will, is far more female than male. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit. 16 to 18% of all women will have migraines at one point or another, and only about 6% of men. And those are subcategories as well. So you can discuss what, you know, why women, what's the problem here? You know, in Sue's situation with the migraines, it was really a structural problem. The arteries that go between the bones in the neck, called the vertebral arteries, they come up to the back of the head. In her situation, her neck was straight. She had lost the curvature the normal C curvature in her neck. And she was a very intense student. Sue was over the top smart kid. And, you know, she would be studying all the time. And then on weekends, and she would relax, right? So during the week, because of the abnormal curvature, the blood supply was restricted, compounded by the fact that the muscles were contracted. Now on the weekends, she would relax. And here comes this huge flow of blood to the skull, trying to force its way into the brain, and these small vessels would not adapt. They couldn't get it done, and that would trigger the migraine type of pattern and the nausea and vomiting and, you know, all the things that are associated with it. But as you're talking about, you know, these conditions, let's, you know, why women, other than that type of condition, why do women seem to have more of an incidence of migraines than men?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the hormones with women as well. Stress is a big one. But I look at, there's actually a statistic, or a study, actually not a statistic, but there's a study right now talking about women and women, especially migraines with the aura, where a lot of times you'll see something fuzzy or in your vision. When you have auras with migraines, it dramatically increases your risk of stroke. And they talk about, you have to be very careful with women with hormone replacement therapy at that particular time because it can increase your chance of stroke. So I think a lot of times with women, there's a hormone imbalance with estrogen and progesterone that is a major cause. And many women listening to this have probably noticed they've gotten migraines at different times, at the different times of the month or the beginning of each month or whatever their cycle is on. I think that's part of it. But the other thing is the amount of stress that we have. Women probably have a different – they have they adapt to stress differently than men.
Well, women,
all the time.
Women have a greater tendency to internalize stress more than men do. They kind of deal with it and put up with it. But, you know, dealing with the hormone pattern, you have – you know, the liver is the detoxifying agent for all hormones. And if the liver is not able to break hormone down – in this situation, we're talking about estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
And if the estrogens aren't able to be denatured, is the terminology, and the body be able to get rid of them, then they're in trouble. Where does that happen? And, you know, I want our listeners to follow this because this is why the migraines go behind the eye. You're dealing with liver function breaking the estrogens down. Now, if it can't get it done, it's going to swell. It's going to cause an inflammatory reaction to the arteries themselves, and that's going to cause problems within the brain. But the other piece is that it has to dump this excess unbound estrogen through the gallbladder. That's how it gets rid of it. And the gallbladder, as we know, like every other organ, has nerves to go to it, but it also has acupuncture channels that go to it. And interestingly, that the acupuncture channel for the gallbladder begins at the outside of the eye, right at the outer canthus of the eye. And that's typically a gallbladder pattern. It feels like somebody's driving a tent stake through your eye, going right through the back of your head. And it's the energetic pathway that gets jammed up, congested, if you will. In my experience, you know, both from Eastern and Western medicine, that seems to be the play.
And crisscrosses all across that side of the head. I've had many patients come in with a migraine headache, and you go down to their foot. There's an acupuncture point on their foot connected with the gallbladder meridian that drives the energetics basically away from where the pain is on the head. And you clamp down to squeeze on that, and they start going, "Oh, that hurts." And I'm like, "Well, how does your head feel?" "Oh, it's feeling better."
Gallbladder 43.
Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing how the body works and the energetics, the nervous system. But you have to identify. If you go to another office, you're going to get pain medication. If they came in and I did a chiropractic adjustment, that may or may not help it if it's a gallbladder issue, but you have to figure out what the cause is and the different pieces that are causing it and treat accordingly.
And the point of it is there's many pieces to this puzzle, and you can't just treat it across the board.
Many
you take
pieces.
This medication and call me next week. If you find out what the actual underlying problem is, the triggering mechanism, you can treat it effectively. They go away extremely successfully in almost every situation. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live on this wonderful Memorial weekend. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. Happy Memorial Day. Waiting to take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, June the 1st, 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're in the Red Cross building. Come and join us. Dr. Matthew Adams is going to be talking to you about headaches and migraines. But before we get back into the program, Joe, you've been very patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, doctor. I've been having in the last month or so a tingling when I get up in the mornings and sometimes throughout the day, but it subsides some. Tingling in the pinky finger of my left hand, and some in the right hand, but more in the left hand, pinky finger.
Have you had any neck problems, any sore shoulders, neck pain recently?
No, not really.
Okay. Have any restriction of motion? When you turn to the right or the left with your head, can you get full range of motion?
Yes, I can.
All right. Any kind of, have you changed anything? Have you been lifting anything, working in the garden, anything of that nature?
No, doctor. No, I haven't.
Okay. So without, you know, the obvious isn't that evident, but let me break the neurological system down for you. If you put your hands in front of you and you open your hands and you look at them palms up, the nerve going to your thumb and half of your index finger is the cervical 5 nerve root. Then if you take half of the index finger, the middle finger, and then half of the ring finger, that's cervical 6. You take half of that ring finger and then your little finger, that's cervical 7, and that comes from the lowest portion of your neck. Now, you can have numbness in the extremities, meaning your hands. You can have pain. You can have weakness. You can have a combination of those things, and it could all be coming from an irritation, either an overstretch or a compression on the nerves that come from that lower portion of your neck called the cervical spine. Difficult to tell without testing that, but if that's what it is and it just suddenly shows up like that, it's usually a neck, shoulder, arm type of problem that can be pretty easily modified, particularly if you haven't had any problems in the past. So that's what would be my best guess at this point, and it would one that an examination could reveal very rapidly. So, Joe, that's the best I could do without knowing more about it, given no accidents, no injury, and so forth. My guess is that you've probably done very well at adapting or accommodating to something over a period of years, and now it's starting to show up. But, give us a call, Joe. Happy to help you and evaluate you as best we possibly can. Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. The number that you register for Dr. Matt Adams' presentation this Wednesday, June 1st, at the Roselle Center for Healing is 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Dr. Matt, let's get back into this crazy migraine stuff. And meaning this, okay, we know that we have different types. We have classic headache, classic migraines. We have common migraines. We have things called cluster headaches. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that cluster for a second.
Well, cluster headaches a lot of times can get misdiagnosed as migraines because it does tend to happen on one side of the body behind the eye, a lot like your classical migraine. You don't necessarily get the auras, and you don't always get the other symptoms with the intensity of like having problems with light or sound or trying to get in a dark room or getting nausea. That doesn't always come with it, but it's just a searing pain behind the eye. And this one, interestingly enough, happens more with men. And, I mean, most conditions with headaches, you don't get that, but with cluster headaches, it's mostly with men. And it'll come, and it won't last as long as a migraine. It'll be a little bit shorter, but it happens multiple times. And so that's what you're looking at with a cluster headache. And this one predominantly is happening because of something we call the trigeminal nerve. And this is a nerve we call a cranial nerve because it's coming out of your skull, basically, around the face.
Well, off the brain, right?
Yeah. It's coming out of the brain. It's coming through the holes in the skull, and it's coming out, and it surrounds the eye and the jaw and area. And so when you look at this, and if it's a particular cluster headache, you've got to figure out, well, what's causing pressure on this nerve that's passing through there? Well, you got a lot of muscles around your jaw. So if you're clenching your teeth at night or during the day because of stress, well, that's going to cause tension on the muscles there. That can cause pressure on the nerves. I have patients who have had head injuries in the past. And so some of those bones around the skull have shifted a little bit, and they're not moving properly because you actually have these bones around your head that move and pump a little bit as we breathe to help pump cerebral spinal fluid. And if they're restricted and get stuck, well, that can cause pressure over there on that nerve going behind the eye.
You know, one of the triggering mechanisms that you're talking about in this particular situation and pain into the side of the face and the head is actually dentist, and I mean the work that they do sometimes because they don't take the time or they're not aware of how to balance the jaw integrity or what we call the vertical dimension of the jaw, and subsequently they're going to put pressure on that. So if you had all of a sudden, you know, pain after having been to the dentist, you know, a month ago, a week ago, that can be it. We're coming up to a break. We're halfway point of the program. We're in studio talking about headaches and migraines. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. It's Memorial Day. Don't forget to be respectful. And, you know, what a day to, if you see someone in uniform, to say thank you so very, very much for your service and really understand what that means, because they truly are prepared to pay the ultimate price for something that often we take for granted. It's the freedom that we have. You know, this country is the most magnificent and amazing country in the world, and I've traveled a whole lot of it over a period of many years. You know, what an incredible place. 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here in studio. I'd love to talk to you. And how you register for Dr. Matt Adams' presentation on headaches and migraines this Wednesday, June 1st, at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're in the Red Cross building. 7 p.m. Love to have you. Remember, all of our in-house continuing education programs are a gift to the community. And actually, all we're asking from you is a reservation. Call the office, 703-698-7117. And let our staff know that you'd like to be there. The information is directed to give you as much information as we possibly can so you can understand what's going on, but more importantly, show you how things can change. And particularly with headaches and migraines, things can be different. You don't have to suffer with these things, no matter what the associated condition is. Let's go to the phone lines. Jay, thank you for being patient. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Rosen and your guest there. I'd like to discuss cervical spinal spinalosis.
Okay.
Similar indications to what the other caller was talking about with hand numbness in my case, generally when sleeping, and daytime pain in the elbow areas, and progressively going from one arm to the other arm. Started out with one arm, now it's both. And the condition's been present since the 90s. And I've been able to overcome it with exercise, but I had ceased or actually stopped exercising a few years back, and now it's increased in intensity again. So
Jay, let me make a couple statements. I'll probably ask you a couple questions. First of all, something that is progressing from one side to the other. I'm going to make a comment, and it's funny, but it's really not. It's not contagious. It means that the joint spaces now is affecting both sides of the spine. Cervical spondylosis or lumbar spondylosis or thoracic spondylosis, the different portions of the spine is simply a significant degenerative change of the disc in between the two bones, causing stenosis, narrowing of the disc space, and subsequently compromise to the nerve that's exiting. And what we have to remember is that as the nerves exit from the spine, they divide into two branches, one going outside the body and hooks up to the muscle. Another one goes inside the body and hooks up to organ systems. So subsequently, they both can be affected. You can have pain. You can have loss of function. You can have both. In pain patterns, we're talking about numbness and irritation and tingling and burning and, you know, loss of sensation and all of those things. So here's the situation. How old are you, Jay?
Over 60.
Okay. So, yeah, you and me both, my friend. So here's the deal. When you have that kind of problem, usually injury and bad chemistry perpetuates it and advances it very, very fast, very quickly. Now, over the years, I have cervical spondylosis in my neck. I have it in my low back. Matt Adams is sitting here saying, absolutely, because I put my hands on you very regular basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I... I had major accidents. I played Division I ball in college. I did all those things. And if it, normally I've had three neurosurgeons tell me that they wanted to fuse my spine from top to bottom. And I said, that's not happening because I need to work. And, you know, I can do whatever I need to do, but only because I've been under good care, under the great hands of Dr. Matt Adams and my acupuncturist in the office and so forth. Now, so here's what the deal is. When you get to the place where you're advancing like that and it's starting to affect both sides, it's because that disc space is getting narrower. And you can maintain a lot of strength in the spine, but unless you change the chemistry as well, and unless you move the vertebrae back into its, we're going to use the term normal juxtaposition, meaning one vertebrae superimposed on the other, has to have a very specific spinal alignment that allows freedom of the nerve root. And it can be the nerve root itself. It can be the cord at that level that's being irritated. But nevertheless, it can be treated well, but you have to change the attitude of the spine itself, meaning the narrowing, the stenotic portion of it. You have to give it enough nutrient bases, enzyme patterns and so forth. You have to change the acid level of the body and make it very alkaline to be able to allow the body to heal. All of those things can be done, and it depends on how advanced the condition is. Not knowing what your films or your x-rays really look like, I'm obviously talking a very broad brush.
I understand. I've been very lucky with the pain. I don't have lower back pain and very good mobility in my neck from side to side.
Good.
Just the numbness and the achy elbow, like tennis elbow thing that's kind of it.
Yeah, and that's not okay because, you know, the nerves that come in from that neck go into the arms. They facilitate muscle function. They go all the way down into the hands and the fingertips. And, you know, that pain in the elbow is generally because there's an off-centering of the joint space on motion, on movement, because one's not firing. If the triceps, the back of the arm, is the culprit, then it's usually the cervical 7, T1, or first thoracic nerve that's coming off that goes to that area. If it's the biceps causing hyperextension of the arm, then it's cervical 5 nerve root. So you have to look at the areas and see which ones they are, but they can be treated. We've treated thousands.
It's real easy to identify in the office. You just do a few muscle tests and figure out which muscle it is.
Right.
And then to me it sounds a lot like a disc, possibly.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, so...
I was curious, though, sir, the pain, is that permanent damage or is that just the pressure?
Generally, no, it's not permanent damage. You got pressure there. Everything you're telling me is stuff that we see,
right,
and things that we're able to help and help the body function properly, and it goes away.
I'll give you an example. There was last year I treated one of the Redskins ball players, offensive lineman, and he was losing and didn't say anything to the staff, and he was losing power in his hand. He couldn't grab.
Right.
And so he couldn't grab and chuck, you know, when he was coming off the line. And it was because he had a degenerative change in his neck that had happened because of an injury way back in college that had gotten progressively worse. Anyway, it was treated very successfully. He got the power back and so forth. Obviously, I can't tell you much more than that. But it was done quickly, very straightforward. Now, he's a younger guy, but he was willing to make some shifts. You and I are, you know, a little bit over the cut. But there are things that can be done very specifically to turn that around. I'm living proof of that. And, you know, if we can help you, Jay, in any way, you know, please give us a call. We'll be more than happy to, you know, to really look at this thing. Dr. Matt, we have a couple more calls, but let's get back into the program a little bit, and then we'll get back to the phones.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these headaches and migraines. We touched a little bit about cluster headaches. We touched a little bit about, you know, the vascular components that are really what defines a migraine. But straight old headaches, let's talk about that just for a second. You know, headaches are the number one, next to low back pain, debilitating cause of people generally in this country. They more days of loss of work, more incapacity, inability to do what people need to do, inability to focus, all of those things. Let's talk about straight old headaches. What causes them?
Well, I think the last couple of calls about these neck problems people are having, getting pains in the hand or numbness in the hand, that goes a lot with headaches too. Some people may never have headaches, and all of a sudden they start having them later in life and they don't realize what happened. Many times those nerves that are going to the rest of their body, we have nerves going to our head as well. And so if you get vertebrae out of alignment, it's going to cause irritation to those nerves. Oftentimes, the misalignment of the vertebra or the degeneration of the vertebra is due to something that's happened years and years ago. It's not something that just happened. It's something that's been building up for a long time. And eventually, it's going to wear down, and you're going to start having pressure on the nerve. That's one major thing I see a lot, because I talk to people like, have you ever had a head injury? No. Ever had this? No. Well, there was this one time where we had a car accident, or this one time I, you know, did this. But most of us have fallen or hit our heads at many different times.
Playing soccer.
Yeah, I hit my head every weekend with a soccer ball.
Playing football. That's what's wrong with you. But there were,
yeah,
a different
subject. Yeah, I know. Or now that I'm in kickboxing, my head is vulnerable.
Yeah, and you're doing it with your wife.
Yes.
That's not a good thing, Dr. Matt. I'm just going to leave it at that. That is not a good thing.
But those add up. They add up over time. And
it says that she's tougher than you are.
I'm not going to disagree with that. And I know she's listening right now. I love you. And so the other thing.
Good cover.
Is stress. I mean, what does stress do? Who here listening has stress? You're all going, yeah, I have it. What does it do to your shoulders? It tenses your shoulders up and your neck muscles up. Well, those nerves are passing through those muscles. So if you tense them up, it's going to close off the nerve passing through. That's going to cause pain around the head. And so from a structural standpoint, there's so many ways that you can have headaches. I mean, you can even have a problem in your hip and your low back, and your brain feels like something's off in the low back, so it's going to compensate. It's going to change the angle of your neck, and then years down the road, that change in angle is going to wear down, and you start having headaches from a problem in your low back. So there's so many ways that happens. Other headaches, like right now, I I'm over here chugging water like crazy.
I wonder if you're going to get
that. Because what did we do yesterday? We're out in the sun yesterday. Everybody's been out in the sun Memorial weekend. We've been in the rain for 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight. Now the sun comes out. Everybody goes outside. We're sweating. We're having a good time. And then the next day, it's like, I don't feel so good. Like, oh, what's wrong? I thought I drank enough water. I mean, yeah, I drank a bunch of water yesterday, probably more than most people. But still, it takes a toll on your body when you're out in this heat.
Yeah, FYI for our listeners, you know, the number one cause of headaches, number one, is dehydration. It's chronic dehydration. People get headaches, and then the second symptom associated with that is fatigue. The next one is muscle cramping. And we forget about that.
Yeah, and how many of you listeners have drank water today? I mean, we're in the afternoon, and I don't count coffee or orange juice or milk or something like that with breakfast. That doesn't count. Who's drank water this morning?
You know, coffee and tea and sodas are dehydrating. They actually deplete more water and make you less hydrated if you don't get water to substantiate that loss and then get back to what you really need. You're already in a huge deficit.
And for some reason, culturally, we don't like to drink water in the morning. I don't know why.
I don't either. I mean, I start my day with a big glass of water. And our last caller with the spinal stenosis, one of the things that you have to do with any kind of spinal degeneration, you must drink water, and you must drink a lot of it, because the disc spaces of the spine are 75% water. And let me tell you what the body does with water. It triages it. That means that it takes it and makes you stay alive. It's survival first. Heart and kidneys and liver, and then it goes to soft tissue, and whatever happens to be left, at some point it'll get to the joint spaces,
which a lot of times is not much.
It is a whole lot of nothing. You know, we're talking about problems that can be easily resolved, but we're talking about headaches that, you know, 80% of all headaches come from something that, if you look it up in, you know, on the net, it's called muscle contraction headaches. And muscle contraction headaches are nothing more than the muscles behind the head tightening up. But what they don't tell you is that those muscles have nerves that come off the spinal cord at that level. There's a nerve that's called the spinal accessory nerve, the greater occipital nerve, the lesser occipital nerve. They all go to different muscle areas on the skull and in the neck. And if those vertebrae, now, that skull, as you talked about before, isn't moving the way it's supposed to, and the vertebrae aren't aligned properly, you have a neurological problem that's causing those muscles to tighten down, causing more compression, and it feeds on itself, causing more and more headaches.
And then posture-wise, if you have bad posture, if you sit at a computer all day and it's causing you to slump, well, that slumping motion, now you're overstretching certain muscles in your back and your neck that need to be in a right position, and that's going to cause tension. But then it causes other muscles to make up for it. So if maybe your shoulder's having some issues or slumping down, you've got other muscles around your neck that are going to kick in to help keep your shoulder up. And they're not supposed to work that way. And so when they get more tense, that causes misalignment because muscles connect to bones. So there's a lot of muscle balancing. Your body has to work together. And you can't just look at one and say, oh, here's a shoulder, I got to get this moving right. Well, what about all the other muscles that connect on the other side that are going to affect how that shoulder works or how that neck works? And so in the office, it's all about testing different muscles and muscle balancing to figure out how do we get everything more symmetrical? How do we get everything moving together so that your bones and joints can move properly and take pressure off the nerves going out to all those different areas that are eventually causing pain in the head?
Let's go to the phone lines. Nishan, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, thank you, doctor. I'm pretty young. No injuries or physical problems. All of a sudden, past couple of weeks, I've been having this lower hip pain, and I'm wondering, like, some days I can't even get out of the house and walk around.
How old are you?
54.
Are you active?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of sports do you do?
Walk, no real sports.
Okay,
walking.
All right. So are you in a car a lot?
No. Would say like sitting at my computer is sort of the where I'm.
Okay, how's your weight? Are you overweight or are you pretty normal?
A little bit. I mean, I probably could lose 20 pounds.
Okay, so all of those, lack of activity, overweight, not eating the things that you should can cause that because every muscle in the body has an organ system that it communicates with. And if those things aren't balanced properly, if the spinal system's not balanced properly because of that, sitting at your computer and so forth, not getting the tone, the strength, it can cause your hip to be problematic. What I want you to do, I'm going to pick up with this for about 30 seconds to a minute after we come back from the break, but don't go away. We have to stop at this point. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday, 12 noon, right at the channel. And, if you're on the West Coast listening to us, as many of you do, 3 hours before that, and wherever you are in the country and different parts, whether you're on the Internet or wherever, I'd like to thank you and make sure that your friends know about us. And you can find us, if we're not here on the air, you can go to rozellcare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Check it out. All kinds of things there for you. And it'll go back and forth to a couple different websites. But spend some time with it. We're here to educate you and to make a difference in your life. By the way, Dr. Matt, how particular I am with food. And I just have to, let people know that, a Rose restaurant in Vienna is a place that Sue and I go often. And, we grab stuff on the way home and sometimes stop in for lunch and, great Persian meats, halal meats and chicken and eggplant and so forth. I love going there. Go, stop by today. What a great day. Tell Hassan I said hello. And, by the way, he has a special gift for you. He'll give you 10% off if you tell him that I sent you over. Have a happy Memorial Day over there. Nishan, are you still hanging in there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, Dr. Matt's got a question for you.
Yeah, I'm curious. When you say it's your hip, are you talking about the side of your leg, your hip, or are you talking about kind of more towards the back?
No, you're right. Lower, maybe like pelvis.
Okay, pelvis.
Lower left.
Yeah, so when you're looking at those pelvis things, that means that there's some kind of alignment problem with your sacrum or your tailbone and their pelvis and how it's moving. Now, you have to look at a couple things. One, is it not moving properly because of some habits? Maybe how we sit and cross our legs, or you sit on your wallet, or how you get in and out of your car. The other, especially if you haven't had a major fall. I mean, we've all had little falls, so they build up over time. So you could have something that happened years ago. You may not thought it was that big a deal, but it's added up now. The other thing, like Dr. Rozell was talking about, is, again, the area of the legs, particularly the glutes and the hamstrings and the quads, all those muscles have relationships to organ systems, have relationships to acupuncture systems. So if your digestive system's not working as well as it should, if your hormones are a little bit off because those work a lot with the glutes, if any of those things are not functioning as well as they should in your body, that can cause muscles to not work as well together.
Nishan, I got a real quick question because we're coming up against the clock. Do you find that it's difficult for you to initially go from a sitting to a standing position, and then it gets better as you walk around a little bit?
Right, and it's like a pinching nerve sometimes.
Okay, so what you've got going on, you've got the sacroiliac and lumbosacral area that's causing a problem, and that's definitely instability in those joint spaces that are not aligned properly and things that can be made better. Listen, what I can tell you that is that can be fixed. It's not something that you have to deal with, and you know, if we can help you, give us a call. Dr. Matt, we have a minute less. Tell us what the program's about.
Well, it's about headaches and migraines. And all the things that go along with it. Really, we only hit on a small part today. There's so many things with food allergies or chemicals, hormones. There's so many things that cause headaches that we need to know about. And not only know about it, but how to avoid them, how to change our life, and how to get rid of these so they're not, we're not living
and
in
that's,
a
and that's
pain.
The key, to get rid of them. You don't have to suffer with these things. You know, there's very few, maybe 1% or 2% of all headaches that are space-occupying tumors. And the rest of it are fixable. Give us a call, 703-698-7117. See you next week, same time. Love you all.
Happy Memorial Weekend.